I was in western Nassau County, right near the Queens Line, and that just seems to be a particular dead spot for some reason. I can talk to people in Suffolk, hit the repeater in Suffolk from the Bronx, but that spot just seems to be where the signal fades out. Real good to talk to everybody. Enjoying the net very much. KC2PUI.
KC2PUI. Just a question there. Are you using the little portable mic, or are you just using the mic on the radio itself?
Right now I'm just using the mic on the radio itself. Just picking it up and talking right into it.
Now I know what my rig sounds like out there, the T7H. I'm not on it now, but I've got the T7H in front of me. I bought that at Dayton 2 years ago. And a funny thing about that is I bought it from Gene, AJI. And when I bought it from Gene, he's looking at me, I'm looking at him over the counter. And, you know, I visited his store many a time. And I told him, you know, Gene, I just drove 700 miles to buy this radio from you when I could have just gone over the George Washington Bridge and picked it up, guys.
Yeah, I think I've talked to Gene. The 7H actually is a discontinued model. The way it is, they've made something which called Sport, which has non-rechargeable batteries. The big complaint about it was that came with NiCad. They didn't have a very good capacity. But what I did is I replaced it, replaced the batteries with nickel metal hydride in the same package. It's easily available and seems to hold up much longer. But the truth is actually most of the time I use it as plugged into the car accessory. So that's where it gets its power. Does the signal sound reasonably good using this mic, the built-in mic? Go ahead.
Well, I can tell you, Sam, it's like you're sitting right next to me. It's very clear, very crisp, almost full quieting, guys.
Very good, very good. Actually, I've got a 706 Mark IIG. But I changed cars recently and I haven't yet installed it. I don't know, I'm kind of reluctant to put it in the car when it's not portable. I really wanted to use it for a base anyway. I'm in the process of hooking up a doublet antenna right now. There was some sort of an offer for a MFJ doublet. It was about $50. And if you take a look at they give you 100 feet of ladder line and the whole antenna pretty much assembled, just got to hang it up. And for that money, rather than build it, the materials themselves would probably come to close to that. So I just decided to buy it. I'm going to be putting it up, got some trees in the back, and that's when I go on the air, HM. Also, I've been having a lot of fun with EchoLink. I got it set up, and it's not set up as a node on a repeater, but it is a lot of fun to just click on it and then, just hit a repeater in Europe or Taiwan or something and just talk to somebody. So that's a lot of fun. Go ahead.
W2FBR Mobile checking in.
W2FBR checking in. Hold on one second there. Now, Sam, what you should do is check out the K2IRT call on QRZ. And you got our contact information there. Yeah, give us an email. We'll put you on the list there. We'll tell you of our activities. If you've got pens up at the shop on the computer, pens, you'll actually find K2IRT has a website on pens. You get a chance to see the gang and see what we do up there, so you're more than welcome to join. Believe me, the door is always open again to all the transit guys there. All right, Sam, be good, be careful, and we're going to have to continue to the new check-in. W2BFR, come on into Maple. You got the K2RX and Grace.
How you doing, Lobby? W2AXC in the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR, Whiskey number 2, Foxtrot Bravo Romeo. Formerly KD2NX. I don't want to ring a bell there, Lobby. anyway, hope all's well with everybody. I actually was able to get out to dinner early as soon as I stumbled off the bus from the Port Authority out to the Bayshore area here in New Jersey, so I decided that get out there early, get my dinner so I can at least check in here and say hello to everyone, so hope everything's doing alright, and sorry I had to bail out on you, Lobby. Last Friday I had to catch that bus. I kind of felt like I pulled a quick phantom disappearing act, but otherwise it would have been a 2-hour wait. Anyway, maybe I'll try it again tomorrow if you're around. I'll check in with you up at system operations, see if you're floating about. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you. There will be W2AXC with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR Mobile.
W2FBR, new call sign. K2IRT group there. And the moment you said FBR, I knew who it was. how you doing? You're raising confusion with the new call with all the other guys you talked to?
Well, the sad fact of the matter is that I'm not on the air that much, so there's only a handful of people that I can confuse, but I sent another reminder email around to everybody, yourself included, to all three of your email addresses. I sent out a mass email just to remind people that the Yahoo address for K2NX that I had is now canceled. I killed the account on June 1st, so it's just been a reminder to everybody to make sure that they have a new Yahoo address to reflect the new call. So, yeah, I've been screwing up a few people, so I'm screwing myself up. A few times I just let the original call sign rip without even thinking about it. So if I send this new call, more so than not, I'm trying to break myself in, Lobby. Go ahead.
Alright, well, like everything else, you get used to it. You definitely get used to it. I don't want to tell you, you got a great signal here today. Great signal. Just to recap, the gang is going to be out at Hamill's on Saturday about 12:30 to start assembling some of the antennas. So if you're around, you're more than welcome to stop by. Pretty much every weekend now, and we'll probably do a couple of nights during the week. We'll trek out there, get what we have to get together, and get ready for field day. So just keep that in mind. Keep an eye on the email, and Wally will put out a quick notice to tell the gang where we'll be and how we'll be. All right. With that, we'll just pause for a second. We're coming up to the top of the hour there. This is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, meeting on this frequency through the kindness of the operators every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock. Don't have to be a member of K2IRT to join. If you want to check in, please check in now. Alright, nothing heard. We'll just go down the top of the list one more time, and then at the top of the hour I'll QSY down to 160 meters and start talking to Tom there. Well, we'll try to talk to Tom I'll explain to Steve in a few minutes why. WD2YZX. Come on in, Charlie, it's yours.
WB2YZX, okay, and good evening to Steve, and hope to see you for field day. And I have to work Saturday, of course, so I won't be out there, but I'm going to take a long weekend for field day, and hopefully I can get down there and contribute something before it gets started. Last year, I threw together a 10-meter dipole with a 4-to-1 ballon on it. Or a 1-to-1 drop, I don't remember, but I don't know if I left it out there or it's here amongst my junk, but let me know if you happen to come across it, and because I have a feeling it might be a handy thing to have this year if 10 meters cooperates, as it has been. So if I can't come across it, I'll just make another one, not a big deal. And that's about it for me. Can't think of too much else. So I'm going to say 7-3. I'll just be on the side at this point here. So good evening to everyone, and over to you, Lobby.
Charlie, what you should do is Saturday, if you remember, because my mind is shot with all the running I've been doing there, call me on the Nextel in the afternoon, and we'll go through the piles of piles up there and see what we have to do. Got a question. We still have the computer there with all the satellite information and the like. Are you going to use that computer, or you want to use that new toy that you picked up?
Got me a new laptop, so I'm good with that, because I think you said they you used the monitor for something else anyway, so I don't know how the laptop responds to RF, but I'm not going to worry about it. I'll take care of the computer on my end.
We just transplanted the monitor, you know, the nerve of us trying to run the subway power system, but we gave it a home in one of the desks, and we have extra ones now, so we'll be able to bring something out if we need. Like everything else, we wing it every field day, and somehow we make a success out of it. And then we're washed out for the rest of the month, and we don't want to look at ham radio. We don't even want to pick up a microphone. But we'll get through it. We'll get through it. All right, Charlie, you be good now. And we'll turn it over to KC2, SYA. Come on in, fill the make one.
Yeah, KC2, SYH. Are we doing the 7-3 round now?
QS, definitely.
All right, copy that. I'd like to say 7-3 to everybody on, and hope everybody has a good weekend, and I'll definitely be at I can't even think of the name.
Apples?
That's the field day site, Hamels,
right?
Yeah, there we go. I couldn't think of where it was again. All right. There we go. So, yeah, 7-3 everybody. Have a good evening. And I hope everybody has a good weekend. And I'll catch everybody next Thursday. KC2SYH.
All right. Thanks for joining us tonight. And definitely, just keep in with the mix here, and we'll be out there. We'll have some fun. We'll have some fun. The big thing is that on field day morning, if we get enough people there early enough, it just makes life a lot easier for everybody, because we're able to set up the antennas and get everything done before we have that volcanic rush at 2 o'clock. Last year we made it with about an hour to spare, and all of us took a nice, well-deserved break. We had a great lunch, and then we dug into the CQ field day, and had a good time. All right, Phil, again, have a great day, and we'll try KC2MMC one last time. KC2MMC, come on in. There, we're giving up to Marcus, November 2, LTV. It's all yours, Marcus. Still with us, LTV. There, let's see if Sam is with us, KC2PUY.
QTA trip at 180th Street Barn, so
he's doing his thing. Let's see if Steve has anything else to add. SBR, it's all yours.
Okie dokie, Albie. How you doing there, Charlie, Phil? This is W2FBR. Mobile, and the reason why my signal is so good here tonight, Lobie, is that the last weekend or so, I actually finally got the Yaesu 7800 installed in the 95 Caprice with a couple of real antennas and some real RF here. So I'm coming in on UHF right now with 40 watts. Instead of running around town with a Motorola portable, I'm actually, I've been checking in here with the Mobile, so hopefully it's sounding all right. I had to make up a alternator wine choke filter that calmed down some of the whizzing and whining a little bit. Not that it was bad, but after finding a couple of loose connections on the battery, it knocked the whine problem down, and not quite enough to get rid of it out of receive audio. So I built a choke out of a quick link and some number 12 wire, and I should send you a link to that if you ever have any alternator wine problems. It's real easy to do. If he's spending $50 for one, we can do it for less than $10. And let's see, what else do I have to add? Let me see now. If I was to go to Hamels, why? Am I allowed in on the, am I allowed inside with the car with the, you know, inside the gate, as long as I got my TA sticker in the window, Lobby? You may want to comment on that and comment on the signal here also again. But other than that, I don't have anything else to add. It's already 9:01, and I don't want to take it past the top of the hour for too long. If anything, Lobie, I'll catch up with you tomorrow morning when I make my Friday morning trip into the port, into Midtown. 73s, everybody, God bless, and I'll turn it back over to you, Lobie, and I'll listen for your final. W2AXC with the K2IRT group. This is W2FBR.
And it's relatively quiet except for one tiny thing, and I'm going to have to do a little detective work. But consider this, that you're sitting in the Jeep, minding your own business. The key is out of the ignition. Car is off, and of course we're just feeding the radio right from the battery. Beautiful, crystal clear signal. When you open the door, it sounds like a little climbing circuit is kicking in, and you get a look. And it does that for about 30 seconds and then stops. And the most annoying thing is that when the car is running, that little is always on. So I'm going to have to
go through the new control panel that's in the Jeep there. Got something like 35, 40 fuses. And one by one, I'm just going to start popping the fuses till I can find this little beastie and see what I can do with it. Originally, I thought it was the fuel pump, but, you know, with the key out and everything off, that doesn't kick in. But with the new electronics in the cars, I never know. Never know, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I actually missed part of the beginning of your transmission. For some reason, your audio wasn't passing here on UHF, and all of a sudden I heard you talking about taking the key out. One thing, believe it or not, I still have a problem here now with is ignition noise. Spark plug ignition noise. I got rid of the alternator whine. Now I have ignition noise, and here it is after all this time with 95 Caprice. I would think that some of that issue would have been solved, but I guess I'm going to have to go and check engine block to frame grounds and, you know, engine to body grounds and so on and so forth. Ignition noise on 2 meters and some on UHF too. It's pretty crazy, so. And hopefully you're able to solve that little ticking problem and get it isolated a little at a time. So if you want, I'll send you the link to build that alternator wind thing. I don't know if you had mentioned anything about that or not, because I missed the beginning of your transmission. Why don't we go ahead?
And again, a heartfelt thanks to the repeater owners and operators for allowing us this time. And Steve, I'll see you tomorrow. Charlie, we'll keep in touch. And if anyone wants any more information about K2IRT, check out QRZ. Check out the QRZ site for K2IRT, and we'll give you all the contact information. To everybody, a great night. Again, it's a safe trip to Niagara Falls. Over your turn.
Yeah, Loby, real quick before you go, tell Tom I said hello, fill him in on a new call, and if you get a chance, look at the biography with my new call sign on it. I think you'll get a kick out of it. I put a plug to our group here also on the biography. I'll see you later. Check it out if you want. Good night, everybody. W2FBR. And I don't know what happened before. I missed almost all your transmissions. Something happened with the system. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, Steve. And again, and to everybody, thanks for stopping by K2IRT. Apparently there was a carrier out there and it wiped us out. But, hey, we're at the end of the hour. Guys, have a great night. Be well. WA2AXZ now is QSY. 1871, 160 meters, 99.